99.7 and only 99.7 CYK.
You know, it's so hard to wrap our heads around how and why this happened to Charlottesville. We're talking about the Unite the Right rally that happened this past Saturday. And words don't express the sympathy that we have for the family and friends of Heather Heyer of Greene County, who lost her life protesting hate. We think about the 19 people that were and still are in the hospital. We pray for the family and friends of Lieutenant H.J. Cullen and Trooper Pilot Burke M.M. Bate, who were killed in a helicopter crash in Albemarle County. And the biggest message that I hope everyone listening knows, and if you don't know, repeat this message to yourself over and over until you really believe it. The events Saturday do not reflect who we are as a town or as a state, period. Okay, you're getting a lot of text messages probably from out-of-towners. What is happening in Charlottesville? Is it safe to be in Charlottesville? The events Saturday do not reflect who we are as a town or as a state, period. Throughout the morning, you're going to hear a chance for you to vent and tell us how you feel. And also, some good news for a change. We got to put a smile to your face.
I just wanted to say that I work with the best group of girls. You have those really long days, and they're not quite so long. We help each other through and get to the end and still leave with smiles on our face. I work at Maple Ridge Dental, Dr. Melissa Wolf in Fishersville.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys would have happy, smiling faces until you looked inside my mouth.
Well, come on. I'll take care of you.
Central Virginia's Country Hit Kicker 99.7, 6:30, Morgan in the morning. Like many of you, I came home on Saturday, turned on the TV, and saw our town on national news, on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. And what if we got a child's perspective on all of this? Here is a great version of Tim McGraw's Humble and Kind addressing just that question.
Do you see the people fighting and yelling at each other on TV?
Well, that I saw.
Yeah, did you see that too, buddy?
Yes.
Why do you think they're fighting?
I don't know.
Do you ever get mad at somebody in school?
Yes.
Yeah, whenever you get mad, how do you handle that?
I try to talk to them and work it out.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. Childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mom says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted.
What would you say to someone if you saw them being mean to somebody else?
I would tell them that there's no need for that and we should all just get along.
Oh, the door.
Love one another.
Talk about your problems.
Communicate.
I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
Understand.
Empathize.
Forgive.
Do you have friends that don't look like you?
A lot. It doesn't matter if they look different. That's how they were made.
Who made them?
God.
Expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why.
Bitterness keeps you from flying.
Stay humble and kind.
Because no matter what reason, there's really no reason to fight at all.
Don't yell.
What can we all do to make the world a better place?
We can be a leader and be nice and show other people how they should act.
So, like, set the example?
Yes.
I think it's very important to be nice to each other. Nice to each other.
Loving one another is an important thing?
Yes.
How come?
Because then everybody can be happy.
Do you have friends that don't look like you?
Yes.
How come?
Because they're very nice to me and they like me for who I am. Yeah. Not for what I look like.
Why do you think people judge people on what they look like?
I don't know.
Do we look the same on the inside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What does the word united mean?
It means that many people are brought together as one.
When it's hot, eat a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around.
help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
Boy, a child really knows how to remind us the simplest lessons and knows how to open our hearts, right? Let's be humble and kind today, Charlottesville.
Need to know before you go.
Meanwhile, a downtown mall business rally was scheduled for this past Saturday. Obviously, it was postponed due to all the protests downtown. But yesterday, the crowds came to support local business. Sometimes you could hear singing. There was a lady walking up and down with a sign that says free hugs. There was a guy writing out poems. Folks, this is Charlottesville. Joe Thomas from our sister station, Seville 107.5, was in the thick of everything on Saturday, right?
I got pepper sprayed by both groups, so...
Holy cow, man. And yet you still went to the candlelight vigil yesterday. You still went out to the press conferences. So how can we bounce back from something like this?
One at a time. I didn't see anyone out there that I hated. But there were a lot of people who were hating each other just because they were told they're in a group, you're in a group, this tribalism... has to be addressed, but it can only be addressed individually.
Central Virginia's country hit kicker 99.7, 801, Morgan in the morning. The first step in healing really is just to kind of vent, you know, in three words, tell me how you feeling. And we posted this on our Facebook fan page. We're getting quite a few comments here. A lot of people saying unbelievable, disappointed. Kim from Greene County says heartbreaking. Mary from Charlottesville says sad, but Shangri in Charlottesville, I like this. She just says, love. Hey, that's a great step right there. And just loving everyone. So in three words, just vent. Tell me how you're feeling. 434-975-9970.
People are crazy. They just need to get along. I don't even know why they're all there in the first place.
Disappointed. I just can't believe that happened. I work in the medical field and we prepared for Charlottesville. And it was a terrible weekend. Did not want to be a part of it, but glad that we were able to help with first responders and firefighters.
We appreciate what you do as a first responder, by the way, and thank you for your hard work and your service.
Thank you.
Pam in Stewart's Draft, and she writes, on Sunday afternoon, I pulled in front of a biker in Stanton. I certainly didn't mean to do this and regretted that it happened. The biker took offense and proceeded to cuss me out, making reference to my age and gender. Of course, I responded the same way, unfortunately, and my husband took offense at this young man's comments. I hate that I dropped down to this biker's level and matched hatred with hatred. Later on Sunday evening, I prayed for this young man and hope God will keep him safe, both on and off his bike. Also, would like to apologize to him. I was wrong for pulling out in front of him, but it was truly an accident. In order to change this environment of hatred, each one of us needs to be the first to let those feelings go. Thank you for the opportunity to share this. Well, Pam, thank you for that email. And hey, that's what we got to do. One step at a time, one person at a time, get to know them. And you know, we've been venting all morning. We've been talking about all the things that are making us sad and angry and confused, but I think we're due for some good news for a change. Why don't you tell me something good that's happened in your life in the last month? Cheer us up a little bit. 434-975-9970.
Since January the 1st, I've lost 34 pounds, and my A1C level went from a 7.7 diabetic range to a 5.4 normal range.
Wow.
At that time.
Unbelievable. What a great success story, too.
I think so.
My mom's coming home from the nursing home tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Rehab is over. They taught her how to walk with a walker.
I never drank Zima.
Well, congratulations.
Morgan in the morning. Kicker 99.7.
I end this now with a great message from Governor McCullough from a press conference he had shortly after everything happened on Saturday.
To all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today, our message is plain and simple. Go home. We are stronger than you. You have made our Commonwealth stronger. You will not succeed. There is no place for you here. There is no place for you in America.
99.7 and only 99.7 CYK.